ZLX. Mike here.
Oh, good morning, Mike. No, something seemed wrong with the repeater or else my microphone switch or something didn't key it. How are you today?
Just slowly getting to work here after a long weekend.
We'd be headed down to get a blood draw is all. But it's way over on the west side of town, and we're way over on the east side of town, about 14 miles, so we got a ways.
Way to go for a blood draw. And if you're having a fat, it's even worse.
You got that right. I'm hangry already. No gum. I didn't have my coffee, didn't have my oatmeal cookie or nothing that the wife makes. And, I don't like it, but we gotta do it. And the idiots messed up my schedule, but now I wind up getting a blood draw about 6 months ahead of when I go see the doctor in it. Bernicia, 3 months. Yeah, 3 months. Usually they want it a week before, but go figure, it's the government.
I don't know what to say about that. I usually get mine drawn the week before. And I have to do that in a couple weeks, I think. I have to look at the calendar now. Well, the doctor had me go in, so I took off work early, went in, sees me, then they do the blood draw. He comes back, and they're all confused because all the numbers are wacko. And then they figured out I'm supposed to be in the morning and fasting.
Well, we got a new doctor, about 6 months ago, the other doctor, which was terrible, she quit and went over to, transferred over to Spartanburg. I feel sorry for those folks. And I had a call from Columbia, and Columbia says, well, we got you rescheduled for another appointment. And they give me an appointment for the blood draw 1 week before any appointment for the doctor. Well, a month or so later, it wasn't showing up on my, it's kind of like my chart. So I got a letter in the mail, said, hey, we're going to drop you out of the system if you don't get down here and get an appointment schedule. We've been trying to contact you. Well, nobody tried to contact me, just the people from Dorn Medical Center in Columbia. I called him and explained it. So she set me up with another appointment. Well, that's another 3 months out. And but they left my blood draw at the same time. Yeah, well, the orders have already been put in. Well, that should tell them that my appointment was made. And I tried to tell them my appointment was made, but they had no record of it. And so, the IT guys.
More to reason for you to be hangry than just being fasting right now.
But I ain't saying nothing. I'll just go get the blood draw and keep my mouth shut. I have a civilian doctor anyway, so rain on him. I'll just, as they say, hurry up, wait, and follow orders.
Stuttering problem. That's my radio. I'm over here on Business 85, right in the area where the repeater cuts in and out. More. It cuts out more than it cuts in.
Why, mine? I thought I just barely heard you when we started out, and but I didn't know who it was by any means. And when I keyed it, I didn't get a response back from the repeater. And so I tried it again, and I didn't get a response back. And I thought, well, the repeater's down. But then I heard you say, I guess you didn't hear that, Tom, and try it again, it worked. Well, I hope things work better down here at the blood draw. Oh, we're going to come back and go to Aldi's and where else, Mom? Walmart. Might even stop and pick up one of those really sweet donuts down there about halfway down to Walmart's and Taylor's.
I'd Digger. I don't know what's going on with the Peter or what, but the, over here on Business 85 in Spartanburg, the repeater always has, my radio has a hard time receiving the repeater around all those transmitters, but this morning it was horrible.
It's scratchy. Well, there's quite a bit of traffic out here on the way to Hampton. We've reached that point anyways, and not backed up in a line of traffic, but definitely not going to get to pull out on there. Oh, after all this rain, I'll probably wind up having to mow the lawn again pretty quick.
Yeah, Friday, and yesterday it looked like it needed a touch-up, so... But I didn't touch it. I'll get to it at some point this week.
Yes, whenever it rains a lot, seems like this time of year, the mushrooms pop up. Do you get those things? We got mushrooms all over the yard.
Time of year. I like, I'm starting to study them and forage them, but I haven't paid attention to what's in the grass. It's probably all poison.
Down here by St. Mark's Road on the way to Hampton, and it gets a little scratchy here for about 3 or 4 blocks, usually. Yeah, I never did, get brave enough to try to identify the mushrooms. Back in Kansas, we called them toadstools.
Yeah. I picked one huge bunch of mushrooms last fall. They were, I identified them as oyster. Man, they were good.
Some sitting on the counter this morning alongside a baked potato. So I'm very certain that means filet mignon for dinner tonight. And that sounds really good about now.
High off the hog, eh?
We don't eat that too often. And when we buy them, well, she cuts them in half, and that's enough for us at our age. Makes plenty big meals, so we get quite a few meals out of just a few of them. But they're getting... Beef, it's hard to find good beef anymore, and it's ridiculously high.
Yesterday, did something I've been wanting to do. I smoked a chuck roast. Man, that came out good.
Nice. Chuck roast is usually a little bit on the stringy side. I used to work in the butcher shop when Mom and Dad had a store back in Kansas a little bit, so I learned some of the cuts of meat. My favorite is the filet. I don't know why. It has to be the most expensive one, of course, but I like a good filet. But they're like, Costco's is like $25 a pound now.
It might have something to do with filets so tender you can take your teeth out and eat it.
They are. I never heard that, but yeah, they are. And like I say, we don't eat beef all that often, but... the wife, when she prepares it, it's just you can cut it with your fork, and it's delicious. We've even got a few of those that weren't top-notch as you'd think, but almost always they're really, really good.
You're making me hungry now, Tom. I'm going to let you go. I just pulled up to the office. I guess I better go in there and do work rather than sit out here and talk on the radio. But I'd rather sit out here and talk on the radio. You have a good good morning, Tom, and don't let them stick you more than once. And I'll talk to you later in 6CLX. I'll be clear on your phone. Finally.
Okay, Mike. Have a good day. Be sure you pay our Social Security for us. nice talking to you this morning. We just passed that donut shop. I hope we don't get any RF off of the donuts or anything. Mike stopped there on the way back. All the good ones will probably be gone by then, though. Take care, Mike. Have a safe day. In 6CLX in 0TR 73.